Yeah, I wonder sometimes, Adam, myself, I wonder why people, famous and not so famous, tell their life stories, often intimate and often emotional, often very traumatic details, and they know there's a camera, they know there are a couple of million people potentially watching it, and yet they do. Most times with the stars, they only talk because they've got something that they want to promote, something to flog. It's a movie or a record or a film or something, and that's all right. Within the within that realm, you can they're prepared to talk. Tomorrow night and Friday night, I'm doing a piece at the Sydney Opera House with Al Pacino, whom I've never met, and I got contacted, and they said, part of the format is basically on stage before a couple of thousand people to interview him, and then he throws to his favourite movies. Now, I'd pay to do that. I'd pay to get the chance to talk to Al Pacino, the same as I'd pay to get the chance to talk to Don Bradman in those days, etc. So why they do it, I guess it is a bit catch-22, mate, that that clearly if Al Pacino's coming to Australia and that's the format of his evening with Al Pacino, then their producers get in touch and say who's available. And so if you've been around as long as I have, you hopefully get on a short list and then you can somehow convince them it should be you rather than Kerry O'Brien or Jennifer Byrne.
Yeah, do you sometimes cringe, though, when you say that? Been around as long as I have, Ray?
Oh, no, I love it. Oh, I love it. I mean, I'd like to have done what I've done until be 21, but I look back and I can't believe that, I get paid to do these things, to go to places and meet the people I've been to and met. And I love it. I still love it after 45 years of doing it. I love to do it, and it's much better than working. There are people who, have boring jobs in law firms and dentistry. And imagine being a dentist. those sorts of things. I don't know why it happens, but it does. But I can't stop.
Look, there are so many people, and myself included, that know you from Channel 9 and of course, 60 Minutes with George Negus, Ian Leslie. But one question remains. You are possibly the favourite of mine and my family. We all sat around at Christmas time, Carols by Candlelight. If they came back to you, Ray Martin, and said, do you want to do Carols by Candlelight, what would your answer be?
Yeah, funny, Adam, my daughter asked me that last night at dinner. We were having something, and I've been away for about 3 years, and they used to come with me. Luke and Jenna would come, and Diane, my wife, would come to Melbourne. I think I'd have to say yes. It's just the loveliest occasion. I was quite content to step aside, but it's we called it the loveliest night of the year that night before, and I must say that the response from, like your comment, from people who found it part of their lives at Christmas is really so positive. It's a beautiful night and a beautiful occasion.
Look, a great day today. Of course, at midday, I think. Have you got one of those? Have you got one of those braces for your wrist, Ray? Because I think you're going to need it signing so many books today.
Oh no! It also gives me a chance to talk to people. I normally get a couple of minutes with everybody as I'm sitting there. So I hear the most amazing stories, Adam, and I find myself saying to half the people, "You've got to write a book. You have to write at least for your family. You've got to tell your story because the stories are so good. So it's fun."
Well, look, I look forward to catching up with you today, Ray. I have my copy of Ray Martin's favourites. I'm going to be dropping down to Dean Swift Books, Junction Street in Nowra today. You can meet Ray Martin from midday. Ray Martin, thanks so much for your time.
Pleasure, Adam. I'll look forward to seeing you later today.